From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Throughout the summer, Congress and the FBI have been investigating two well-connected Republican political operatives. Over 3 years, the two men collected supersized lobbying and public relations fees, more than $50 million in all, from half a dozen Indian tribes that operate casinos. They apparently commanded these fees by promising their clients access to the powerful in Washington, especially powerful Republicans like House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Whether they've done anything illegal is unclear. In any case, their story provides a window into the world of money and politics, as NPR's John Itzty reports.
An hour or so northwest of Saginaw, the entrance to the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort rises from the flat, forested landscape of central Michigan. Two giant eagles guard the entrance.
Here's some of our blackjack area on both sides here. And up here on the left, you can see our craps, roulette right here on the right.
Bernie Sprague is sub-chief of the Saginaw Chippewa tribe. This casino is among the top-grossing Indian casinos in the United States, generating $400 million a year. Sprague says he has no doubt those millions are what attracted two well-connected Washington lobbyists named Jack Abramoff and Michael Scanlon.
They came in, they seen a pot of gold, and they wanted their share. They felt they deserve a share of our money because of who they are and who they say their contacts are.
The jackpot produced by Indian gaming has sent a flood of cash into the political system and fueled a frantic competition among lobbyists. Jack Abramoff and Michael Scanlon reeled in at least half a dozen casino-rich tribes as clients. Abramoff is a big deal in Washington. He's a top Republican lobbyist and a fundraiser for the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign at the pioneer level, meaning he's raised more than $100,000 for the president and vice president. But Bernie Sprague says the first he ever heard of Abramoff was when he got word the tribal council was hiring some very expensive Washington lobbyists.
The word on the res was that these two firms were hired and they was going to be getting paid these outrageous amounts of money. Mr. Abramoff started out at $150,000 a month. Mr. Scanlon was going to be paid $4.5 million for a database that he was going to create for the tribe.
Sprague couldn't believe it. He started asking the new tribal chief, Maynard Coggygab, and the tribe's legislative director, Chris Petras, why the two were worth so much.
And response was always, yes, Tom DeLay, and he's top guy out there, and these guys don't mess around with the little people. They go, they use Tom DeLay, and he knows this guy, and he knows that guy. He has Tom DeLay. We never met Tom DeLay. I haven't met Tom DeLay to this day.
In fact, Michael Scanlon, who was only 31 years old when he was hired by the tribe, is a former spokesman for Tom DeLay, now Majority Leader of the House. Abramoff is reportedly a close DeLay confidant and has contributed generously to the Texas congressman's campaigns and political action committees. After the lobbying scandal erupted, DeLay distanced himself from the two. He told reporters, "If anyone is trading on my name to get clients or to make money, that is wrong and they should stop it immediately." Lawyers for both Abramoff and Scanlon say they won't comment. In any case, Sprague thinks the tribe didn't get much for the nearly $14 million it gave Scanlon and Abramoff. For instance, Scanlon promised a database to help the tribe fight slot machines at Michigan racetracks. Sprague says what Scanlon delivered for $4.5 million was a binder full of material retrieved from the Internet.
They made a lot of promises. They did not deliver on their promises.
Sprague decided the tribe was being ripped off. He got the attention of the press and Senator John McCain, a member of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee. Concerned about possible exploitation and corruption, McCain launched an investigation that will culminate in a hearing on Wednesday. Federal investigators, including the FBI, have been looking into the possibility of misuse of tribal funds, interference in tribal elections, and improper lobbying activities. Among other things, sources confirm Abramoff directed tribes to hire Michael Scanlon's PR firm and then took kickbacks from Scanlon, totaling $10 million or more. Abramoff also told the tribes to contribute to a number of political action committees, candidates, and interest groups, some mere shells apparently designed to launder funds. In the 2 years after the Saginaw Chippewa signed a contract with Abramoff, the tribe's donations to Republican PACs and candidates increased 500% to over $170,000. That's not counting soft money contributions, like the tribe's check for $18,000 to Tom DeLay's PAC, Americans for a Republican Majority.
King, nine, two pair.
All right.
Here we go again, guys.
A fountain in the center of a man-made pond shoots water high in the air behind Bill Cross. He's sitting on the patio of the Saginaw Chippewa's casino. Cross is a former university professor and now an Indian gaming consultant. He's also a Saginaw Chippewa and spent 2 years in Washington representing his tribe in the late 1990s. Cross was stunned when he heard the amounts Abramoff and Scanlon were getting, 10 to 20 times the going rate for Washington lobbyists. He says he hired former Senator Howard Baker for some projects and also Democrat Lloyd Cutler, a former high-powered White House aide. He paid them each $25,000.
For anybody to get millions, what do you spend it on? What do you get for that? I was astounded.
What you get is access, Cross concludes. That's what Chris Petras, who took over for him as the tribe's legislative director, told him in several phone conversations.
He had indicated that they had some high-powered representation in Washington and that it just provided unprecedented access to the White House, in particular.
Did he mention who in the White House they had access to?
The president.
Oh, really? Direct access to the president?
That's what he said. That the president knew our chief by name.
Chris Petras isn't talking, and despite several requests, the White House hasn't confirmed or denied whether the Saginaw chief met with President Bush. But Jack Abramoff clearly knew people in the White House. When President Bush's powerful political advisor, Karl Rove, was looking for a new administrative assistant, Abramoff offered his, and Rove hired her. Bill Cross says what he's read about the scandal suggests to him it was not normal tribal lobbying, and he wonders what might have happened to all that money.
How do you put that kind of money in your pocket and walk away? I mean, some of it would fall out. I mean, it's impossible. You know, it's just impossible to take that kind of money and not have it show somewhere.
Well, one place it showed up was in the coffers of Ralph Reed, former director of the Christian Coalition. He's currently Southeast Regional Chairman of the Bush-Cheney re-election campaign. Michael Scanlon gave Reed $4 million to be used in a grassroots effort against gambling in Texas. The grassroots campaign blocked an East Texas tribe's effort to open a casino. That protected the Louisiana Cachada Casino just across the border from competition. The Louisiana Cachadas have paid Scanlon and Abramoff nearly $30 million for representation. The anti-gambling campaign also managed to shut down a casino in El Paso, operated by the Tigua tribe. The casino provided 450 jobs for the tribe and $60 million a year in revenue. In a stunning display of double dealing, Abramoff and Scanlon then apparently went to the Tiguas and convinced the tribe to hire them for more than $4 million to get Congress to overrule the Texas decision and allow the Tiguas to reopen the casino. The Washington Post, which obtained emails documenting the scam, first reported this part of the story on Sunday. In one email to the Tiguas, Abramoff wrote that he would get Republicans in Congress to rectify the gross indignity of the Texas decision. He also said he had already lined up a couple of senators to help. Actually, Jack Abramoff and Ralph Reed's relationship goes way back. They first met nearly 20 years ago when both worked at the College Republican National Committee. Republican strategist and anti-tax warrior Grover Norquist also worked there, and he defends Abramoff now.
To this day, I can't find anything he did or is accused of doing that's illegal, immoral, or fattening.
And Norquist says John McCain, who sparked the investigation, is not a disinterested party.
The senator from Arizona, who has a personal animus against Jack Abramoff and Ralph Reed, because they were Bush supporters, and one of his strong supporters represents Indian tribes And I mean, it's just the word on the street is to, you know, when people go, what's this all about? Oh, John McCain's trying to get his favorite lobbyist to get these contracts.
McCain's office called Norquist's accusation baseless and laughable. Norquist says the investigation is also driven by misunderstanding of the huge fees Abramoff and Scanlon commanded.
When I've heard people talk about it, and the ooh is big numbers. No, not for a grassroots campaign. That's not big numbers. Jack's more effective because he does grassroots campaigning. But he doesn't get to take all that money home. He has to put it on TV or on radio or do direct mail.
Incidentally, Norquist's group, Americans for Tax Reform, got a $25,000 donation from the Saginaw Chippewas while Abramoff was representing the tribe. How much of Abramoff and Scanlon's money ended up in the kind of grassroots lobbying Norquist describes certainly is in question. Subchief Sprague of the Saginaw Chippewa says the two provided no grassroots efforts for his tribe, but for the $14 million they paid Abramoff and Scanlon, Sprague suggests the tribe did get a consolation prize, a $3 million appropriation for a Bureau of Indian Affairs school. Sprague says he was told Congressman DeLay made a call to the BIA to shake the appropriation loose early this year. Kevin Gover, director of the BIA during the Clinton administration, says he doesn't know if it was DeLay who called, but the Bureau was pressured by someone in Congress.
I know from talking to people that the BIA resisted. They did not want to fund the Saginaw Chippewa School. Saginaws could afford to build their own school, and there are other schools in South Dakota and the Navajo Reservation here in Arizona that were much more in need. But sometimes, you know, members of Congress add goodies for their friends.
Congressman DeLay's office hasn't responded to requests to discuss the issue. Kevin Gover, now a law professor at Arizona State University, says he's troubled by the large amounts of tribal money flowing through the political system. He worries the scandal could undermine the public's support for Indian gaming.
If the tribes begin to appear arrogant, if they begin to be just another, in quotes, special interest group, that's spending a lot of money to buy political support, I think that political support from the people may begin to disappear.
The activities of the tribes and of Jack Abramoff and Michael Scanlon will get close scrutiny in a Senate Indian Affairs Committee hearing on Wednesday. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Jack, nice one. He cuts in front of you and he's getting all the winning hands, huh?